From the Tie Cats Audio Network, this is Tie Cats Today with Braden Neville.
On today's episode, we hear from Tie Cats O-linemen Colter Woodmansey and Brandon Revenberg as they discuss helping out with United Way's Sleepless in Our Cities. And they also discuss the offseason and how this Tie Cats team is shaping up. It's Tuesday, February 27, 2024, and this is Tie Cats Today. A couple O-linemen for you on this stormy February day, Colter Woodmansey and Brandon Revenberg, two guys who helped out an important cause with United Way Halton and Hamilton Sleepless in Our Cities fundraiser. Both Revenberg and Woodmansey raised money and awareness by sleeping in their cars for the night, something that many people, unfortunately, around our city and other cities across Canada have to do every single night, some not even getting the opportunity to sleep in a vehicle, sleeping in a tent or on the streets, anywhere they can find. And many individuals, families, and neighbors have been pushed to the limits, and the social sector is really being stretched beyond its capacity to serve them. So Tie Cats O-lineman Colter Woodmansey spoke to me about his experience and helping out with the cause. Colter, you were a part of the United Way Sleepless in Our Cities initiative on February 23rd. Why did you feel it was important for you to join the cause and raise money and awareness for this?
I felt it was important because, one, it's an issue that's really facing not just Hamilton, but cities all over our country and other countries. And homelessness and what they go through, especially at this time of year, it's terrible. Where I can help, whatever we can do, we raised over $5,000. I was very proud of that. I was really thankful for everyone that donated. And I thought it was a great initiative, and I was excited to be a part of it.
Now you're not a small guy, and really it would be difficult to sleep in a vehicle. It's difficult for anyone to sleep in a vehicle. And I mean, I think this really shows that. But what kind of challenges did it pose for you throughout the night? Because it couldn't have been easy for you.
You know, I'm very lucky. I got a truck. So I So I got a little bit of space, especially at Ford. I found that has a little bit more room. I feel bad for like Rev and Van Zyl, because I don't know. He drives like a Charger, so it's not the biggest of cars. It's pretty tight in there. Rev at least has a SUV, so. But anyway, it was a little bit challenging. Like, it was a cold night. It was a cold night, but it wasn't too bad. You know, covered by the wind, lots of blankets, a little bit of prep helped out. But yeah, it's definitely challenging. I feel bad for people that don't even have the cars and everything else available to them to stay warm and stay sheltered, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, you look around the city, you see, unfortunately, you see people sleeping in tents or sleeping wherever they can kind of find a place. So sleeping in a vehicle is difficult, but you got to really feel for those people when you look around the city and in these difficult times and where they have to sleep at night. And I think it's one of those causes that it really goes to show, puts something in perspective for someone like yourself or like Rev, that, you know, this is something people deal with every day. And for you guys to go out and show your support for this is a really big thing. And how did you raise money? Were you just kind of promoting it through social media?
Yeah, I was lucky. I had the help of the Tie Cats and United Way and all the other groups that kind of rallied. We all rallied together to do this and help the community. So I had that. I did also promote it through my own social media, as well as I sent out emails and tried to go and reach out and get to know people that I know that who would want to help donate. Right? I went to the people I went to school with at Guelph, as well as former coaches, reached out to other people in business that I know, and they helped quite a bit. I think we raised a few thousand dollars of that $5,000 just through that. So just trying to use your network to let people be aware, because there's a lot of really great people out there that want to help where they can. And
yeah,
it makes a big difference, right? You don't know how great your network is around you until you actually start looking at it, you know?
Did Chris Van Zyl give you any tips or anything? Did you talk to him beforehand about the process and going through the night?
Yeah, he did give me and Rev a couple tips to how to stay warm. Did make a few jokes there too.
Yeah, I could see him chiming in a few little comments. Now, do you feel this is an issue that needs more attention, that's something that people should be focusing on more, as it's happening around us, like your neighbors and people you know in the city are going through this?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it definitely needs more attention, definitely needs more awareness, more people trying, more people donating. That's why these events are so great, and us doing interviews like this and getting people's awareness is such an important step towards helping with these issues.
A lot of people, unfortunately, that go through this don't have that support system, that family around them to help them out through these difficult times. How was your wife and how was the family whenever you were going through this? Were they very helpful with you?
Oh yeah, for sure. A lot of my family donated, but then also my wife, she made sure I had all the blankets set up. She made sure I had snacks. She made sure I had everything and anything I could need. And then, you know, she was checking in on me, texting throughout the night. Yeah, it was good. I'm really lucky to have the setup and family I have.
Well, Coulter, I applaud you for going through this and helping out with the cause. It's a big issue for our city. And if you want to donate to that, you can go to the United Way website. I'm going to put the link in the description here in the video. So Coulter, man, it's a big thing that you did. And thanks again for raising awareness and raising money to a cause. I want to move a little bit to football here. Last time we talked, the off season was kind of just getting underway. You're starting to see some of these pieces come in. Coulter, what do you think about how this Ticats team shaping up right now?
Man, I'm really excited. Seeing some of the additions we've had, offensive and defensively, the offensive line being really stable, getting to bring back a lot of the same guys. Excited for Taylor. We brought back Tim. That's huge. You know, a lot of really great additions. I love what the team's doing.
What was your reaction when you saw that Tim White had signed and he's going to be back for another two seasons?
Oh, I was so excited, man. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, like I've loved playing with him. Me and him came on the same year in 2021, right?
Yeah.
And also just what he brings to the offense, but also what he brings to the locker room, that receiver room as a person, not just as a football player. And then, like he said, I think in the media, like him and Scott, they've just, like, as soon as Scott took over, they obviously have some connection there. And then also with Taylor and Bo, like it's great to have him back.
You're going to also, we might have touched on this the last time we spoke, but you're going to have a full training camp with Scott Milanovich as your head coach and as the offensive coordinator. How big is that to have him right from the get-go?
Oh, it's great. And to get in the whole offseason where he can implement his full system instead of being there midway through the season where he has to kind of work his system in with the system we already have in place offensively. Now we can go fully into Scott's system, spend the whole training camp and offseason, everything building towards that season, so we're ready to roll as soon as we get there. And also Scott just does a great job organizationally getting us ready to play.
And this O-line is basically, it's coming back, the whole unit's coming back, so I mean that must excite you knowing you're gonna have those guys next to you you're used to, right?
Oh my god, yeah, like those guys, like the core group we have, all the, and also the other people we've added, but
yeah,
a lot of it's very similar to the same group, and that consistency is going to be very big for this offensive line moving forward. Like, one of the biggest things, and you see it across the league and teams that have success, is they have consistent pieces and guys that know how to play together. Because offensive line, there's five people, but we have to play as one unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be huge for us. And we also got a lot of really talented, great players that are all coming back.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what we can do as a unit and as an offense and as a team.
Yeah, I thought the offseason went extremely well for the team. One, the last time I saw you was at Simone Lawrence's retirement. And I wanted you to chime in a little bit on the kind of player and the kind of person Simone was over his career and in these last few years that you've gotten to be with him.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. Obviously, Simone's been with the team for 12 years. And when I came in as a rookie, having that guy in the building, the energy he comes in with every day, the way that he has energy every day at practice, every day when he walks into the locker room, when he's in the trainer's room, he brings energy. Like the person he was for the group.
Yeah,
like you'll never be able to replicate it. You'll never be able to match that, let alone the player he was on the field, but like who he was in the community, like everything. Like he just brought such charisma with everything he did. And same thing when that's why I'm excited that he's not just retired and moving back to the States. Like he's going to be in Hamilton. He's going to be around the team. He's going to bring that energy. He's going to be a part of the Ticats going forward. Like it's going to be weird not having him in the locker room, to be honest.
I can imagine.
Just every day in practice, doing floor calls, doing everything else. It's gonna be different.
Does this almost give, like, he's been the leader of this team for so long, but does this almost give a little bit of a push for you and for other guys who are veterans here to maybe step up in that leadership role a little bit more?
Yeah, definitely. The whole group, the whole team is gonna have to step up, and like you're never gonna replace Simone or replace what he did, but we're going to have to find our new way to motivate each other, because there will be a void. Like Simone brought such great leadership and energy and passion to the team that you have to have that in the team to be successful. And that's why he was on the team for 12 years. Also why he was also an amazing player.
Like, let's not forget
and foremost, like he did great things on the field, but who he was in the locker room. Yeah, we're going to have to step up, everyone. It's not going to be one guy just being loud that solves it, because that's not what it is for leadership. It's being yourself, but also caring about your teammates and wanting to win and being passionate. So as a group, I think we have that though.
One of those leaders who will be back is Bo Levi Mitchell, a guy that you got to play in front of a little bit last year. Obviously, he dealt with those injuries, but how big is it to have Bo back and have that veteran presence behind you at quarterback?
Oh, it's huge. He just has such good control of an offense whenever he's in it. The confidence you have with him behind you that things are going to be smooth and that, you know, everything runs really well. He runs an offense extremely well, and then he also is extremely talented at what he does. I'm really excited. And then also, again, like I keep saying it, but we got great people, and Bo is one of them. Just to be able to, you know, I'm excited to just hang out with him again in training camp. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to play some games, play cards, do a bunch of other stuff, play some Pokemon Go. It's a lot of fun.
Some Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. The whole offensive line loves it.
You guys are all ripping Pokemon Go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, who's got the most? Like, I mean, who's catching the most? Who's catching them all?
Oh, right, for sure. But Bo is surprisingly good.
Really? Okay. Yeah. And that's on the Nintendo Switch?
No, just on your phone.
Okay. Oh, Pokemon Go. Okay. I'm aging myself right now. I'm in my 20s. I should know about this, but no, that's hilarious. I'd love to watch you guys try and catch some Pokemon on the plane or something. Before we go, we got 2 months to go here. It's starting to ramp up. We're getting closer to being at Ron Joyce. Coulter, how is this next couple months looking for you? You're starting to kind of ramp it up a bit here?
Oh, I've been working hard for a while, man.
Yeah.
It's not that just because we didn't win last year, I'm going to work hard in the offseason. It's always important too, but just having the memory of the last couple of years, where we've been, where we need to go, like having that fuel you every day. But yeah, I've been ramped up for a while, and I'm excited to keep pushing and get us to training camp and work hard every day towards our goal, no matter what it is. If it's a day where it's heavy lifting, or if it's a run, or if it's both, or if it's a recovery day, just focusing on doing what I can to get better at being me, be better for the team, whatever I can do.
Well, Coulter, I'll leave it at that, man. Hey, I appreciate you joining me once again. Good on you for raising awareness and raising money for such a good cause. And I'm looking forward to seeing you back here at Ron Joyce. I'm counting the days, man. I'm ready for some football here, Coulter. So thanks again, buddy.
Thank you.
That was Coulter Woodmansey. Brandon Revenberg also did his part raising money, and he spoke about his experience with United Way's Sleepless in Our Cities. Rev, you were part of the United Way Sleepless in Our Cities initiative. Why was it important for you to get involved in this and show some support?
Yeah, I mean, it's just probably some of the most vulnerable members of our community. This is something I think is a great cause. It's going to raise not only awareness, but it's going to give some additional support to to those members of our community. And, you know, it's an important part to me. It's an important part to Hamilton.
And what was it like for you? I mean, you're not a small guy, Rev, and to sleep in a car, it couldn't have been easy. And talking to Coulter, it was, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. And there's people who do this every night, I know. And what was it like for you, that experience throughout the night?
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. I mean, I can recline my car seat. At the end of the day, like, I'm parked in my driveway. I'm in a safe location. I'm warm. I'm dry. I got all my clean, dry pillows, blankets, all that going on. If I need to, I can turn the car on, get a little heated up. Like, there's a lot more comfort that we're experiencing than the everyday person that situation is, right? So I'd say we got a small taste, but that's really just a fraction of what that community goes through, right?
Did it almost put it into perspective a little bit for you?
Yeah. I mean, it was one night, right? Yeah. So it's just like, you go throughout one night, you don't have a great sleep, you wake up, you go through your day, whereas that's everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely changes your perspective.
How did you go about bringing awareness to friends and family to get donations for this? Because a lot of money was raised.
Yeah. Also, I think the biggest thing was just kind of putting through the Ticats, kind of promoting it and whatnot. And then me just kind of going out word of mouth and mentioning it.
There's people every night, they're sleeping in tents, and you drive around the city, and sometimes you don't necessarily know who's struggling and who's not. And it might seem like someone's doing all right, and they're not. So for you to raise awareness to this charity and it's something that's so important to the city of Hamilton, it's a pretty big issue. A guy like Chris Van Zyl, Mason Bennett, they've done it in the past. Did they give you any advice leading into the night?
Yeah, we got a few tips from Chris. Basically, he was just saying, you know, layer up and bring some extra blankets.
Yeah. Do you also have your family supporting you? Like, was your wife there to support you? And were you kind of getting a little bit of a pep talk from her?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's locked down with the kids. Our daughter's still waking up through the night fairly often. Yeah. So she had to take care of things in the house.
She wasn't coming out to check on you at all throughout the night?
No, not on my own.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's an issue that definitely needs more attention. So, Rev, I mean, good on you for doing something like that. And for all those people out there that want to get involved next year, I'm going to be putting the link in the description wherever you're watching or listening to this podcast. I want to transition to football here a bit. You're starting to see this team come together, Rev, since we last talked. What are you thinking about some of these new guys joining the team here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the management's done a great job in retaining a lot of key players. And then you can also see that they've signed a heck of a lot of new players as well that are some pretty big names.
Yeah.
I'm definitely excited to get to know these guys a little bit more and definitely happy to have them be part of our team.
One guy that will be back and that everyone was hoping would be back is Tim White. What did you think whenever you heard Tim was going to be back at receiver for the Ticats?
Oh, man, it's just kind of you get that little breath of relief right there. You know that you have you got a guy that you can count on that's been he's getting to become a seasoned veteran now, and he's definitely a high performer that you want back.
And the last time we talked, majority of the O-line had re-signed already, but I mean, it's looking pretty strong. A lot of those guys coming back, a lot of familiarity to you. How big is that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited for our team, the offense, what we have on the offensive side of the ball, and then definitely for the O-line room. I mean, that's something where, you know, we always say in teams, especially I say amongst the offensive line, that having that continuity is so big.
Yeah,
and the fact that we've retained so many offensive linemen, have some of these guys coming back, I think is going to pay dividends in this year.
And going into a full training camp with Scott as head coach and as offensive coordinator, I think that's going to go a long way. Do you agree?
Definitely. And I mean, I think the nice thing was we got a little bit of taste of what he brings to the table.
Yeah.
Now we get to dive into kind of Scott's mind and play out how Scott wants his offense ran. So yeah. Definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah. And such a strong mind, strong football mind. And you see that even in the small conversations I've had with him. So I'm excited to see what this team looks like come training camp. Oh, Levi Mitchell will be back as well. How big is that to have that veteran presence behind you? You got Bo. He's always so calm, cool, and collected. But what's it like to have him behind you?
Well, it's just, I mean, he's not just a veteran, right? He's a very well-decorated, seasoned veteran that's been around in the CFL for a long time, that's had a great deal of success, and he's going to bring all that experience with him and pass it on. So it's huge having him with us.
We're now 2 months away from training camp. We'll be at Ron Joyce pretty soon, Rev. What is the training looking like? Is it kind of staying the same, or is it ramping up a bit here?
It's been ramping up a little bit, but I mean, for the most part, things stay pretty similar. Trained in, 4 to 5 days a week, just kind of depending on what I'm trying to get out of the week. A lot more active recovery. I got my own little cold tub right now. It's nothing.
Oh, right on.
It's a massive garbage can I just jump into up to my neck. It works out all right, though. But so we got that. You know, you get your rolling and stretching in. You try to take care of your body the best you can so that you can go and train the best you can so ultimately you can perform at your highest level.
How has that cold tub been, man? Are you pretty strong when it, like, does it affect you too much, or are you a baby when you get in there?
No, I'm pretty good. I run pretty hot. You know, I'm a larger, thicker man, so I don't mind getting a little cooled down, right? But
yeah,
I feel ridiculous hopping into this garbage can. But, you know, it's relatively cheaper compared to what's out there. It gets the job done.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about all the health benefits that come from it, but do you notice, like, a change in yourself when you use this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know they say, like, the hit of dopamine's huge, too, as far as just being, like, awake and alert, fantastic. I'm more so doing it for, like, body inflammation and recovery. That's where I find, like, I benefit the greatest from. But you do have all these other perks, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it's good for your skin, too. I can tell you're glowing, Rev. But, that's always something I used to do at the odd time back when I would run and stuff. And it's incredible, like, how you feel when you get out of that thing. It's like,
it's
like a rush. Yeah,
it takes time getting used to it. If you're not used to it, you haven't done it. I mean, you got to ease into it, you know, a few minutes here and there. But I definitely enjoy it.
Is that something new, or was that something you've been using in the last little while, or is that a new thing?
No, I mean, Hamilton's had cold tubs ever since I started playing. I think it's one of those things you're foolish not to utilize the resources you have around you. So I was definitely jumping in the tub since I started playing.
Well, I think the last time we talked, Rev, you were renovating a bit. How's that been going for you?
It's almost done, but I mean, I think once you start owning a house, it's like the list never ends, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I got done while I was looking to get done, at least.
That's amazing, man. And you've been doing it all on your own, right?
No, I've had the help of my brother-in-law.
Okay.
He's much more handy than I am. He's definitely teaching me the ways of getting her done. And then my father-in-law's been helping out here and there as well. So
Right on. If they need a wall or something taken out, you just run right through it and you don't even need a sledgehammer.
I find I'm a lot better at the demolition than the building part of it, right?
But what is your next couple months look like here as we prep for the preseason and for training camp?
Yeah, so it's going to be continued training, getting the body right, getting the mind right for going into camp, and then kind of getting as much family time in as I can, because I know there's going to come a point about mid-May where I'm not going to see him for a while.
Yeah, well, hey, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing you here, and we're getting closer and closer, man. I'm ready for some football, so we'll catch up, I'm sure, once training camp starts. Good on you for being involved in a cause like that and for showing awareness and raising money. So thanks again for joining me today, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Big thanks to Brandon Revenberg and Coulterwood Manzi for joining the show and for doing their part in raising more than what their goal was of over $5,000. And if you'd like to make a donation, click the link in the bio wherever you're watching or listening to this podcast. There will be a link down below and you can do your part to help the cause if you can. That's all the time for me today. I want to thank you for tuning in to Ticats Today.